Hello, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits and our online Sunday service. One of the things that we do when we begin our service, when we are actually together, is we say hi to the people that are sitting near us. One of the reasons that we do that is because it opens our hearts and allows us to feel that connection with each other and to feel the love and the support that's already in the room. And so I invite you right now just to maybe close your eyes for a moment and to imagine some of those people that sit near you on a Sunday morning and to actually send some love to them, to wrap them in your energy of love and to actually see them standing in their own power and in their own wholeness and in their own enoughness. And what a blessing that is to each and every one of us. And so you can bet, too, when somebody else is watching this video, that they are actually sending you their love and wrapping you in that energy and seeing you in your own power and your wholeness. So what a blessing it is to be part of this community, even though we aren't together physically today. And so I'm going to invite our practitioner, Barbara Conant, to come up. She's going to lead us in an evocation and do a contemplative reading that will set the tone and help us move into that space of openness and spaciousness within us, that place where we can feel and sense our own beingness that is none other than the beingness of the cosmos, the presence of the infinite. And so I invite you just to become settled in a little bit and settle into yourself and to become still.
And so I invite you to join me in moving to that center within, that space where we recognize the oneness of all life. It is filled with peace and love and light. It is the presence within us that moves in and through all that we are. And in this space of loving intelligence, I recognize that there is only one mind and one life, that it is ever present, and it is always moving in and through each one of us. That life that we join with in all that we think and do and say, it is that ever-present presence of love, of peace, and of light. And it is in this space of recognizing all of the qualities that are available to us that I reach deep into the wellspring of life within myself. And I bring forth that loving intelligence, that wonderful, benevolent peace that is always present everywhere, living through each and every one of us. And as I recognize that this peace lives within me, I sow its seeds of peace in all that I think, in all that I do, and in all that I say. And I know that this is true for everyone. Each and every one of us has this peace that dwells within us that we can call upon at all times in our daily activities, and recognizing that right where I am, peace is. And it is from this place of the eternal presence of peace that I bless today. I bless each and every person in our community of Living Beyond Limits. And I know that they are also comforted and encouraged to recognize that peace within themselves. I bless Reverend Jennifer and the words that she speaks today as she brings about a new understanding, a new way of looking at how our lives are moving and the presence that is always with us. I bless her in her words and in her activities and in her loving heart that she always shares with everyone. And so I just give thanks for this day, and I know that good is everywhere present, and so it is.
So it is.
Good morning, everyone, or good morning. And I am going to read from 365 Days of Living by Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker. And it is from the reading on March 21st. We often wonder if peace really exists everywhere. In a world distraught with so much confusion and chaos, we deeply need an inner, abiding sense of calm and tranquility. Peace of mind really is what the world is searching after, because without it, we have only a sense of insecurity and loneliness. Without peace, deep and abiding, there can be no happiness nor contentment, no sense of security, no confidence. And yet, Jesus said, "My peace I give unto you." This means that in such degree as we attain peace, it makes itself known to us. For it is not met through confusion, but only when the mind is tranquil, and like an unruffled body of water, reflects the divine images of peace and perfection. Today, I enter into the peace of God. My mind is stilled from all confusion, and I feel deep and abiding inward poise. I keep my mind stayed on the divine inner presence and letting every thought of discord slip away. I meet the reality of myself, the eternal and changeless truth about me, which is that I am of God. I am one with spirit forevermore. There is no separation. There is no apartness. Here and now, within me, there is a voice that says, "Peace. Be still and know that I am God. God in me, around me, and through me. I am that which thou art. Thou art which I am. And that which I am, and that which thou art, is one and the same." And so it is.
Nice. Thank you very much, Barbara. And so I'm going to share with you now our vision statement at Living Beyond Limits. It goes like this. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in this world. And so that's what we are up to here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are awakening to that divine presence that lives within us. That divine presence that is the very essence of our beingness, the essence of our spirit, that which we've come from and that which we are here giving way to in this world. But what happens is, it's as we come to recognize and know and really feel that that presence is always right where we are, that we have access to it. And being that that presence of God is a presence of peace and a presence of love and the truth of wholeness and power and good, that when we know that that presence is right where we are within us and around us, then we actually have access to it and we can bring it into this world. So then when we find ourselves in situations that are not peaceful or loving or those kinds of difficulties in the world, we can tap into that within us and bring that into this world. And as we do that, we act as a beneficial presence because we are bringing love, peace, kindness, whatever it is that this world is hungry for. We are bringing that forward. And so I thank every single one of you for answering the call of your own soul to be walking this path, to be remembering who you are, and to be awakening to an ever deeper sense of the presence of the divine. Thank you for that. And so today's talk is actually the fourth in a series, a kind of an unplanned series, but nonetheless, these last 4 weeks have really been talks about ways to maintain a sense of peace and a sense of calm, a sense of security and a sense of ease as we move through this time of COVID-19, as we move through this time of social distancing, and as we move through this time of the isolation that has come out of staying safer at home. And so the first week, we actually talked about the fact that our consciousness is creative, that which we believe and think about and focus on, we actually create an opening within ourselves for that to come into the world in a real way. And when what we focus on and what we think about not only creates harmony and peace, or it can create disharmony or dis-ease, it can create stress when we are focused on the things that we don't want to be experiencing in our lives, and that stress actually lowers our immune response. And the second week, we talked about self-care. And it was really a time of meditation where we did systematic relaxation, and then we did a meditation of blessing to ourselves, a loving kindness meditation, as a way to be in that space of peace. And as we know, when we are not in the stress response, we are in a relaxation response, and the relaxation response actually elevates our immune system as well. And so last week, we talked about the necessity of staying present, of actually staying in the present moment, and how in that present moment, you have everything that you need. In that present moment, all is well and peace is there. We also talked about leaning into the truth that we know, the truth with a capital T, the spiritual truth. Leaning into the truth that everything leads to good. Leaning into the truth that good is always at the center of your life and at the center of every single moment. And we talked about magnifying our faith in that truth. Whatever the truth is that you can lean into, of magnifying that truth for yourself right now so that it can become an anchor in your life. And so like the previous 3 weeks, this talk is also based in that idea of finding ways to support ourselves in moving through this time with a sense of peace and calm and ease and a sense of well-being. And so in Matthew, there is a parable that goes like this. There was a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and beat against that house. But it did not collapse because its foundation was built on rock. There was a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and battered that house, and it collapsed. And its collapse was total. We are that house. And we build our house on sand when our own peace and well-being is reliant on what is going on in the world or what is going on in our own lives. We build our house on sand when we are wholly identified with our personality, with our human self in this world, with our ego. When we live out of only that human identity, we are building our houses on sand. And when we live our lives out of that consciousness, the consciousness of the world, that this is all there is, and this is who I am, and this is what I am, this personality, and the roles that I play, and the things that I do, we are building our house on sand. When we build our house on sand, we are setting ourselves up for a fall. We are setting ourselves up for emotional and spiritual collapse, where we find ourselves laying in the rubble of what is going on around us in the world. When we build our house on sand, when the world gets turned upside down, then we get turned upside down. Makes me think of the Buddhist concept that life is suffering, that this human life that we are living right here with all the details of it has the potential always for suffering, and that that suffering actually comes out of our attachments. It comes out of our attachments to things being the way that we want them to be and things not being the way we don't want them to be. And so the solution to that then from Buddhism is non-attachment. Non-attachment is the solution. So you notice both of those things about having our identity wrapped up in the world and having attachments or non-attachment are really still all about our well-being being reliant on what's going on in the world. And our egos are really attached to that human identification. That's how we get a sense of who we are from our ego perspective. And so I'm not sure what's going on for you right now in your life, but my personal life has really feels like it has been turned upside down. Salons are closed, and I work part-time as a hairdresser, so that means I'm not able to go to work. I haven't been going to work. Churches are closed, so I don't get to be with all of you and do church how we normally do it. I have mostly been spending my time at home. And if you don't already know, I'm an extrovert, and I am a super social person. I love people, and I love being around people, and I'm not getting to do that right now. And so I remember as a kid even saying to myself, the worst job that I could think of having would be to be a librarian, because they didn't get to talk to people all day long, and how difficult that would be for me. So here I am at home, not being around people and not being my creative self in the world and not doing the things that I've done. And so for me, many of those aspects that make up my human self, that make up who I am in this world, are no longer in place. Because who I am in the world, for a great part, is predicated on all of those elements of my life. And so when my well-being and my peace is reliant on those things being in place, I am building my house on sand. And so Eckhart Tolle says, there is a difference between happiness. He says, is there a difference between happiness and inner peace? Happiness depends on conditions being perceived as positive. Inner peace does not. Inner peace is not reliant on conditions being how we would prefer them to be. And so instead, we build our house on rock when we take our attention from that material world and instead place that attention, our attention, on that eternal, unchanging, boundless presence that lives within us, our own I am-ness. When we put our attention on that unchanging presence within us, because really, it is the only thing that is unchanging. It is the only thing that is really stable. It is the only thing that is constant and that is secure. We build our house on rock when we shift our identity and who we think that we are from those roles that we play and instead shift that identity to beingness, to our own beingness, to that eternal presence that lives within us, the I am presence within us. We build our house on rock when we have the felt sense that that is who we are and that that is what we are. Because really, that is the only place that lasting peace, that true peace exists. And so as long as we live in this world of polarity, this world of duality, which is the world that we live in, where there is light and dark and up and down and in and out and good and bad, we cannot find lasting peace because lasting peace doesn't exist there. As long as we hold judgment about things, as long as we have attachments, as long as we identify with our ego and only identify with that very human self, we cannot have lasting peace because lasting peace doesn't exist in that realm. True peace exists in the realm of the absolute, that one that Barbara was talking about in her invocation. And so when our well-being is reliant upon the world, when our sense of self is reliant upon the world, when our identity is reliant upon the world, we cannot stay in peace. But instead, when our identity shifts to that with a capital T, that which is eternal and changeless, the I am presence, we discover the peace that always was. And the peace that always is, and the peace that always will be. Eckhart Tolle says, "You find peace not in rearranging the circumstances of your life, but by realizing who you are at the deepest level." You find peace by realizing who you are at the deepest level. Ernest Holmes says, "I am that which I am. I am the eternal presence of your own self." It's about identifying with that within you. And so the title of my talk today is Breaking the Surface Tension. And that surface tension is this world of appearances and the world that we live in, this physical material world. And so it means diving deeper. It means diving deeper than what we see with our human eyes, diving deeper than what we see on the surface. Instead, it means communing with that which is. It means having a felt sense of your own divinity, of your own core essence, having a sense, a felt sense of who you are as a spiritual being, as an outpicturing of that divine presence, of that which is eternal and changeless and peace and love and good without end. It is about having a sense of your own I am-ness and allowing that to be the go-to when the seas get rough, when things get tumultuous. And so I invite you right now to join me in a meditation where we dive below that surface tension. And so I invite you just to make yourself comfortable and to kind of settle into your chair. And as you do that, maybe you want to just kind of let go with a deep letting go kind of breath. And allow yourself just to become centered in your own beingness. And so as we become aware of that quiet center within, where there is absolute silence, where there is perfect peace, we allow ourselves to be immersed in the experience of this holy place within us. And in this stillness, we open ourselves to the infinite. We move beyond our limited boundaries. We move beyond our limited ego self. In this stillness, we expand. We expand into the vastness of pure being, of beingness itself. Here, in this energy of unformed substance, lies the pure potentiality of the universe. Here lies peace. Here is beingness itself. It is as we let go of our limited ideas about ourselves, about who we are and what we are, that this infinite potential becomes readily available to us. Here, in this place of pure being, we grasp that the presence of God is always present. Here, waiting for us. Our soul knows this truth, for it is one and of the same essence. One and the same essence as spirit. And as we merge and meld into this oneness, we have a sense of coming home. Home. We have a sense of coming home, and our spirit says, yes, this is who I am. This is what I am. I am home. And as we touch this truth of being, we expand. As we touch this truth of being, our self-perception expands. We realize that we are so much more than our waking eyes perceive. Here in this communion, we know that the infinite potential, the peace, the boundlessness is ours. It is what we came from. It is what we are sourced by. It is what we are maintained in. It is who we are. this is the I am of our being. And so for a moment, we just rest in this I am-ness, in this oneness. And so I invite you to begin to bring your attention back to your body and to the chair upon which you're sitting, feeling the air touching your skin, becoming aware of that which is around you, and to maybe wiggle your fingers and toes and to just bring yourself back into your body and back into this moment. Ernest Holmes says, as you awaken, you will realize that you are awakening to yourself. That's what we're awakening to, who we are as spiritual beings, who we are at our core, at our essence. For there is a sense of well-being. There is a sense of peace and security and groundedness. And so my invitation to you is daily to disconnect from this material world and from all that is going on in it, and to reconnect with that ground of being, to reconnect with your own I am-ness, to reconnect with the presence of the divine that is always right where you are, that is always at the center of your life, to reconnect with your spiritual essence. For here you discover the peace that passes all understanding. As a result, you'll be moving through this time with a greater sense of peace and a greater sense of ease, with more calm and more trust and more security. And so I'd like to close with a quote from Rumi. He says, out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I will meet you there. I will meet you there also. And so blessings to each and every single one of you on this path of unfolding your own spirit and awakening to that which has always been true, to that which is eternal, that which is boundless, awakening to who you really are. And so blessings to you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer right now. And so that is exactly what I do, answering this call of my own soul, answering this call of my own spirit, as I take my attention from this world of form and instead place it on that invisible realm that permeates all things, that invisible realm that is always right where I am. I just can't see it, but I can sense it and feel it and know it. And so I turn my attention to that truth, that yes, that infinite spirit, that boundless good, that one from which all things have sprung forth is always right where I am. That it is the creative force of this universe. That it is love and it is peace. It is good without bound, and it is infinite potential. I know and recognize that it is that which holds the planets in their orbits. It is that which acts as migratory impulses within animals. And it is that within me that beckons me deeper, that beckons me to recognize and remember and know who I am. And as I know that this is the truth about me, I know that this is the truth for each and every single one of you that are listening right now. That there is a call deep within you to remember, to step back into your spiritual identity, to rest in the peace of God, to rest in that peace that has been promised, the peace that passes all understanding. And so today we lean into our own beingness. We lean into the I am presence within us. And here we rest. And here we find peace. And here there is a still, quiet voice that speaks to us that all is well right where we are. And so we lean into that. We lean into the divine. We lean into the good. And so I know that each and every single one of us, as we move through this time, that we are each led and guided into the perfect path, to be in the perfect place, to do the perfect thing, to be safe, to be whole. And so I also speak this word right now for every single person in this country and across the world who is a decision maker and a policy maker all around COVID-19, recognizing that the presence of the divine and all its wisdom, the one mind that this presence of God is right now, is leading and guiding and revealing itself as creative ideas and perfect solutions and the answer and the way that is best for each and every one of us to be safe and to be loved and to be whole. And so I just recognize that it is leading and guiding and directing each and every person, that there is an openness for an answer, and where there is an openness for an answer, the perfect answer is revealed. And so I place my trust and my faith and my confidence in this one and in this law that responds to this word. And so I release this word into that creative law of the universe, knowing that as I speak it, as I claim it, it is being done now. And so I rest in confidence, and I rest in faith, and I look forward to the perfect answers. And I say, thank you, God, for all of this. And so it is. And so thank you so much for joining us here. I look forward to seeing you in person soon and to seeing you back here online joining us. I wanted to let you know that we are having a Zoom call, conference call, every Thursday night at 7 p.m. We will be sending out an invitation to that conference call. It's going to have a new login number this week. We are doing spiritual practice together and getting time to be connected to each other and to share and to meet in small groups and have time to do some introspection and time to reveal the wisdom that lives within each one of us, and to bring that forward and then to share that with each other in our always open-hearted and supportive and caring way that we are with each other as a group. So we invite you to come join us for that. We also invite you to email us your email address if you are not getting our emails and would like to email those to livingbeyondlimitscsl@gmail.com. We also invite you to continue to support Living Beyond Limits during this time, because we still have bills to pay and we are still paying wages to our sound tech and to our child care worker and to your minister. And so blessings to you, and I look forward to seeing you soon.